Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A man who stripped naked before working out at a New Hampshire gym told police officers he thought that he was in a judgment-free zone before being arrested.
Well, that's their ad slogan.
Yeah. 34-year-old Eric Stagno was charged with indecent exposure, lewdness, and disorderly conduct for taking off all of his clothes and exercising at the Planet Fitness. Police said that he walked back and forth and started doing yoga poses, Kathy.
Yes.
On the yoga mat.
Well.
And he allegedly referenced, could you see somebody doing like the warrior pose, totally naked like that? He allegedly referenced Planet Fitness's slogan that it is a judgment-free zone.
Remember when we, who do we have? Chinstrap and Steve.
Yes.
We just had them hanging out naked in the locker room.
They were doing the bicycle.
They were doing bicycle kicks together and playing Connect Four.
They were playing Connect Four because we had you know, the guys who hang out completely nude in the locker room, and they're sitting there naked on the bench facing each other playing was it Connect Four?
Bicycling. How did we get away with that?
I don't know how.
Well,
we
you're
got
allowed
away.
To be naked in the
you
gym.
You are. It's in the locker room.
And it's just your
when
gym.
When you walk out the door into the gym, that's when it becomes an issue.
Yep.
Stagno is free on bail and is scheduled to be arraigned on the 21st of September. Last Sunday night, Oregon resident Lauren Taylor entered her living room and was met with quite the unusual surprise. A pair of yellow-brown eyes were staring up at her from behind her couch, and it was a mountain lion.
Oh, wow.
Inside.
Whoa.
And listen to what she did. So apparently somebody had left the back door open, and the curious cat had wandered right in after drinking from a fountain in the yard. Now, Taylor's housemate noticed the animal first and shrieked, causing the lion to retreat behind the couch. Taylor, who has previously worked in wildlife rescue, also practices energy healing. She knew that they'd have to give the cat a lot of space and remain calm to encourage her to leave safely. So Taylor saw the lion lie down, so she quietly went outside to keep watch through the window. And to her surprise, the lion fell asleep on her couch.
Aww.
As the minutes passed and Taylor remained outside, the lion continued to sleep. Eventually, she woke up and noticed a human staring at her. Now, Taylor began blinking slowly at her, which is in feline body language, signifying that you pose no threat.
Yes.
So she said, I gazed lovingly, then blinked hard, and then she did it back. And then she went back to sleep.
Shut up. Really?
So Taylor remained outside. Taylor remained outside for nearly 6 more hours as the lion continued napping behind the couch. She didn't call the authorities or anything. She just waited it out. She said it was a couple of hours to dawn, and we needed to prompt her to leave without alarming her so much that she panicked. So she and her housemate slowly opened up a few more doors, and then they started lightly tapping a drum from a safe vantage point at the top of the stairs. They went back inside the house. And as quickly as the lion came, she left. She walked out of
the house. That's just wild. And they're such beautiful animals.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah.
And when they're not ripping your jugular vein.
That's when they're not as attractive.
Now, Taylor said that she roused and she knew just what to do. She said she walked through the open doors, through the yard, across the creek, and through the empty field behind us, exactly as we had shown her.
I'll be back.
Despite the lion's clear signs of being comfortable in Taylor's home, she's certain that the animal was just passing through. She said there's been a lot of wildfires in the area recently, and it's likely that's what pushed her to wander into the neighborhood.
By the way, I took a piss on your couch.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's really, really good. I had no idea about that blinking thing either.
Yes, if you want to calm down a cat, the slow blinking gives them a comfort. Yes.
No kidding.
That's cats do it all the time.
Sheriff's deputies say a stretch of Lehigh Station Road remains closed after a dump truck ripped down several utility poles early in the day. Utility poles had stretched across the road, and authorities said a dump truck belonging to Ferrari Excavating got caught on overhead wires, taking down more than a dozen poles because the bed of the truck was still in the upright position as it left a construction job.
There are YouTube videos of trucks doing this all over the place, and one of the best is the truck is up and they go under an overpass, concrete, and it just explodes.
Well, this went down the road, ripping down power lines. Jennifer Miner was home at the time, heard the crash. She said, I heard an explosion, and my window was ready to shatter. And the driver of the dump truck and 4 other people had to stay inside the vehicles because they were live power lines, and it made for a dangerous situation. Crews quickly responded, cutting the power at one point, leaving more than 12,000 customers without electricity. Yeah, so we're watching a video of the dump truck.
Boom!
Oh my God, hitting the overpass, it exploded.
Yes,
that's nuts.
I mean, listen, if there's cars going on that bridge on the overpass, like
kill people.
Halo, yeah. A little bit of an incident.
All right, we only have time for one more story. I showed this to Kathy yesterday. This is awesome. Washington State authorities took to Facebook this weekend where they shared an image of a suspect who they said hid out in a dryer. Okay, now.
Yes.
Did you see this?
It is hilarious.
Okay, so when you think dryer, you think, okay, somebody could probably squeeze into one of those if they really tried hard.
Right.
This is actually the one this guy got into is one that you find in an apartment complex that is a double decker. The dryer is on top of the washer.
We were just talking about this, Kathy.
Yeah. Steve and I were just talking about.
Is this humanly possible that this guy squeezed himself into this? The picture is priceless.
Yes.
You just see his face with like a foot sticking out next to it. Steve, it reminds me of the movie Real Genius. Where,
oh, my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where the guy ends up in the crushed car.
Yes.
So,
you mean Top Secret?
Yeah, Top Secret. Yeah, I'm sorry. Not Real Genius. Yes. Spokane police said the adult version of hide and seek never turns out well for anyone. What is depicted in this body camera footage frame is the lengths that some suspects will go to avoid police. Authorities explained that they were working on a tip from the domestic violence unit that an offender may go back to the victim's home, thus be in violation of a protection order. Police said the suspect went indoors and refused to emerge. It was an apartment-sized stackable washer-dryer combo, and the canine unit found the man. Nobody was harmed. The suspect was arrested for violating a no-contact order. It's hilarious.
If he's abusive, the thing you should have done is, as he's watching, you just go over, close the door, and put it on.
But first, you throw in a fabric softener.
Yeah.
You know, throw
we don't
those
want
dryer
any
sheets.
Static.
Yeah, exactly, and then turn it on.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
But a man was asked to leave a supermarket after he strolled in with his pet sheep named Chops, and he was on a leash, and he urged shoppers not to buy lamb products. But when he whacked a store security worker with his fist and a metal pole, the court heard about it.
Of course they did.
Andrew Menace was charged
They're not for eating, they're for having sex with. The way God intended.
He was charged with two counts of assault. He pleaded guilty to resisting the police officer, but contested the other three raps. He's an animal lover, but he
love them.
He also has a pony, a goat. This isn't helping his case.
No.
He's got a pony, goat, ducks, chickens, dogs, and
cats. I didn't say I wasn't a player.
And he was jailed for 4 months. He was also banned from taking Chops to any retail premises other than a mart for 2 years.
You stupid ass. Don't bring him to any mart.
Revealed that he gave up eating lamb after he had fostered Chops.
I gave up eating it in the traditional way.
And he told how he adores animals so much because...
Is that wool around your mouth?
He said, I just get on better with them. Regarding the incident, he said he had been boozing while on medication, admitted that he shouldn't have done it.
Okay, well, there we got to the heart of the problem.
And he also pointed out Chops didn't even go to the toilet in the place. So that was his defense, but he ended up going...
Didn't take a crap in the mart.
Massachusetts State Police say a woman and the driver of a tow truck sent to pick up her vehicle are both arrested on drunken driving charges.
Oh, man.
51-year-old Patricia O'Donnell had been stopped by a trooper on Saturday night and arrested for driving under the influence. Then 25-year-old Brandon Fenton had been dispatched by a towing company to pick up her vehicle. But he was also arrested for drunk driving. Police say
you're in hot water.
Police say journalists saw the truck swerve off the white center over the white center lines and off to the right side of the road, almost striking a pole, and he recorded it on his dash cam. Both Fenton and O'Donnell will be arraigned and have been released on personal recognizance. It seems people have lost faith in their fellow humans to take charge. A Michigan village inaugurated its fourth ever mayor to office, which was a local cat named Sweet Tart.
Sweet Tart.
Aww. Yes.
That's a good name.
The village of Omena voted the 9-year-old cat who previously served as the village's vice mayor into office in an election that featured votes being cast via $1 donations, which went to the local historical society.
Our mayor craps in a box.
Officials said that there were a record number of votes in the election, which featured a variety of animal candidates. The village has had an animal mayor for more than a decade.
Is this the town that had the goat as a mayor?
Now, that was in Ireland.
Okay.
If I recall. Sweet Tart will hold office until next election in 2021.
Wouldn't it be funny if it actually did some really...
Yeah.
She took care of issues.
Groundbreaking legislation.
The bus is running right and the whole thing. Yes. You know?
That would be
got awesome. Social Security set up. We're all good on that. The VA situation corrected that. Let's keep it going, people. You're
working on infrastructure.
Working on infrastructure. We're repairing potholes.
Yep.
Pre-K. The whole thing. I got it.
A 13-year-old boy was charged with assault after he fired a McDonald's French fry through a straw and it hit a woman's face. This is in the UK. The teenager allegedly used the straw to launch the chip at the... Oh, it's a chip, they're calling it. At the woman's head at a McDonald's restaurant in the Broadway shopping center in West London.
Chip.
This then sparked a bus.
So stupid.
Sparked a fight between three of his friends and four young women, which spilled outside. What, did they call it a chip?
She's calling it a chip.
The 13-year-old...
Actually, though, if it is a chip, it's like a larger French fry, like a steak fry.
This is a McDonald's French fry.
How do they may serve it like a regular chip over there?
Well,
do they?
We'll find out.
We're going to England.
We'll have to investigate.
The boy was then arrested despite his mother. He shot it through a straw.
Then it wouldn't fit.
So I don't
unless they
fit.
Have large straws right. in England.
The boy was then arrested despite his mother claiming that he was aiming the chip at his friend. After months of prosecutors building up the case was eventually dropped when he accepted a police caution.
I would have locked him in the boot.
His friends, who are all aged 13, were also charged. One pleaded guilty, one was handed a citation, another is awaiting trial. The boy's mother said the whole case was a waste of time as her son had actually thrown the straw wrapper at a friend. Okay. And then we'll do one more story, and we will wrap this up. Let's go with this. A Chinese woman who allegedly hoped to make a traditional snake wine has died after being bitten by a venomous serpent.
See that? The grapes don't bite.
When she had bought it online for the process, the woman identified as 21-year-old Kiki.
Kiki!
Reportedly died in the hospital last Tuesday, 8 days after being bitten on the finger by the many-banded crate, one of the deadliest snakes in the world.
That's what they make snake wine out of, one of the deadliest snakes in the world?
I guess so. The snake
couldn't use a garden snake?
Then escaped from Kiki's home onto the streets of Weinan, a city in northwest China. Its dead body was found at a market by police a day later. Kiki's mother said she planned to sue the shopping app, the seller, and the courier company over the death of her eldest daughter. It is said that she had ordered the crate from a seller in southern China where the highly venomous reptile is endemic. The snake had been delivered by a local courier company. Kiki had planned to use the snake to make a traditional medicinal wine.
Oh.
Ms. Key said that when she checked her late daughter's phone, she found that the seller had warned her daughter that the snake was highly poisonous, but Kiki claimed that she would use it to make wine. The so-called snake wine is typically made by infusing whole snakes in alcohol, with the resulting beverage said to have an invigorating effect.
She should have enrolled in the Snake of the Month Club.
Yeah, I don't know if they traditionally use highly poisonous snakes or not, but this girl decided to, and they tried to give her anti-venom, but they gave it for the wrong type of snake, and she ended up dying.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's pretty messed up.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File Podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.